Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 7. In the previous chapter, we saw the basis for mergers and acquisitions, the various techniques for evaluation of mergers and acquisitions. In this chapter, we are going to understand the motives behind the mergers and acquisition. This chapter will help you understand the motives behind mergers and the acquisitions. So the first question comes, why do mergers and acquisition take place? The common thought is to grow, to become larger and more powerful. While these are often the results of mergers and acquisitions, the reasons for mergers and acquisitions are different. So what are they? The number one reason, synergy. The number two, acquiring new technology. Number three, improved profitability. Number four, acquiring a competency. Number five, entry into new markets. Number six, access to funds and tax benefits also. Let us look at this one by one. Synergy is the most essential component of a merger. In mergers, synergy between the participating firms determines the increase in the value of the combined entity. Synergy accrues in the form of revenue enhancement and cost savings. Let us understand this with an example. For example, if firms A and B merge, and the value of the combined entity is say VAB, and it is expected to be greater than VA plus VB, that is the sum of the independent values of A and B. The combined entity is said to be benefiting through the synergy. So this is the number one, the most essential component of a merger. Synergy takes place because of various reasons. Number one, operational synergy. This refers to the cost saving that come through economies of scale or increased sales and profits. It leads to the overall growth of the firm. The merger of public sector banks have led to the operating synergies as several branches could be closed and also functions rationalized. So this is a wonderful example of operational synergy. Financial synergy. This is a direct result of the financial factors such as the lower tax, higher debt capacity, better use of the cash. When a firm with accumulated losses or unabsorbed depreciation merges with a profitable firm, the combined firm can get set off the losses against its profits. A financial synergy, also known as a tax shield. For example, when HUL acquired Lakme, it helped HUL to enter the cosmetic market through an established brand. So this is also an important aspect of a merger and acquisition. The third important aspect is acquiring new technology. To remain competitive, companies need to constantly upgrade their technology and business applications. You cannot have the same technology in all phases of business growth. By buying another company with unique technology, the buying company can maintain or develop a competitive edge. Sometimes getting a technology from another company or a merged entity works out to be a better proposition rather than buying a new technology on its own. A good example is a merger of a logistic company such as a land transport entity with an airline cargo company. The next important aspect or a motive behind merger and acquisition is improved profitability. Companies explore the possibility of a merger when they anticipate that it will improve their profitability, because that is the basic objectives by which the company can grow further and further. For example, the European media group Bertelsmann, Pearson and others have driven their growth by expanding into the US through the mergers and acquisitions. Acquiring a competency can be yet another motive of a merger and acquisition. Companies also offer mergers and acquisition to acquire a competency or capability that they do not have and which the other firm does. For example, the ICICI ITC Alliance made the retailer network and depositor base available to the merged entity. Both are benefiting from the merger and they acquire competency or capability from each other. Similarly, IBM merged with the Dutch for acquiring of competencies that the latter possessed. So acquiring a competency can be another motive behind merger and acquisition. entry into new markets can be also an equally important motive of a merger and acquisition. Mergers are often looked upon as a tool for the hassle-free entry into the new markets. Under normal conditions, a company can enter a new market, but may have to face stiff competition from the existing market. However, if the merger route is adopted, one can enter the market with greater ease and avoid too much competition. For example, Orange, Hutch and Vodafone took place, a merger of between them took place to achieve this objective. So entry into new markets could also be planned or targeted, and it could be an important motive of a merger and an acquisition. Access to funds, another motive. Often a company finds it difficult to access funds from the capital market, and this deprives a company of funds to pursue its growth objectives effectively. In such cases, a company may decide to merge with another company that is viewed as a fund-rich company. For example, the TDPL merged with Sun Pharma. Since TDPL did not have funds to launch new products, it actually got benefit from this type of merger, and hence access to funds can also be an important motive of a merger and acquisition. Tax benefits, as we saw in the previous chapter, could be a very important motive for merger and acquisition. Mergers are also adapted to reduce the tax liabilities. By merging with a loss-making entity, a company with a high tax liability can set off the accumulated losses of the target against its profits, gaining tax benefits. For example, Ashoka Leyland Information Technology was acquired by Hinduja Finance, a group company, so that it could set off the accumulated loss in the ALIT books against its profits. So friends, with this, we have reached the conclusion of this chapter. Mergers and acquisitions have become a universal corporate practice for securing survival, growth, expansion, and globalization of the enterprise. This also gives the benefits of technology, profitability, competency, taxation, synergy, etc., which we saw in this chapter. So all these factors have to be kept in mind while you actually plan out a merger or an acquisition. Thank you.